Okay, so we're in Michigan. Can we start with brief introductions? This is Matthew from marketing and fieldwork. Kind of stuck in both worlds.
Stuck.
Happily stuck.
Okay, anyway, it's Blossom. I'm in the CP Future Department. I'm program assistant for Action Academy for this year, and I was last year too.
I'm Makaya. I'm a volunteer here on the CSO and also a regional lead for the Action Academy 24 Summer 24 cohort and future team lead.
And I'm Ben. I'm part of the fieldwork team. And I'm here as well.
That's it, huh?
That's all I got. All
right. So we are right now in Detroit canvassing for Mai Zhang's special election for District 13, Michigan State House of Representatives. We've been down here since, Thursday? Friday was the travel day.
Friday's the travel day. Yep. We've been canvassing Saturday, Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Monday. Today's Tuesday, yep.
Yep, so today we're canvassing up until probably an hour, maybe an hour and a half before polls close at 8, whenever it starts to get dark, really. We've had quite the eclectic experience knocking doors down here in Michigan.
Where are we right now, Matthew?
So right now, we are in the, what is this? Yemen Cafe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yemen Village.
Yemen Cafe.
Yeah, I think Yemen Village is the art on the wall that we're looking at. But Yemen Cafe, it's all good. We're at Yemen Cafe, about to get some lunch. What did everybody order for lunch real quick?
Euro over rice, and I got lamb.
I got the lamb fossa.
I had a side of fries and a mango smoothie.
I got the beef kebab over rice.
Oh, that
sounds so basic. I mean, you know, it is what it is. We gonna eat it and enjoy it. But I do want to get into kind of why we're down here. So, Ben, what sets this trip apart from a regular CP trip?
I would love for you to define the CSO, Matthew, because
you want me to do it.
Yeah, because this is your first CSO that you're leading, actually, fully on your own.
Okay, so a CSO is a critical selective operation, and we use it as an opportunity to build young leaders. And so the episode of this podcast is special elections are for not only electing new leaders, but for building them. And it's because we use... Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Blossom's
zero
came.
Damn. Yo, Blossom just got her food and it looked bomb as hell. You said what?
We can take it home.
I look full already looking at the food.
We'll help you out.
That's right. So yeah, we basically use CSOs for last minute special elections that we have slightly less time to plan for. And we take a younger group that we can more easily pivot for or with on the ground. And given the nature of special elections normally, and given the nature of the buildup of the trips that we take down, we found that it's a pretty successful environment to cultivate leadership development in. And so we use CSOs primarily for obviously getting down and helping the candidate on the ground, which in this case is Mai Zhang, but also to kind of work on that leadership progress and continuing to build our young leaders here at CP.
Yeah, I'll jump in here and add that like leadership development on a CSO is actually pretty layered. I think you'll find leadership development as one of our pieces in state team trips as well, you know, as a part of fieldwork assembly.
Mm-hmm.
But here on a CSO, it's kind of like interwoven into a lot of the stuff that we do. Mm-hmm. And as I said, in layers. So I'm actually going to let Makaya talk a little bit about her experience and like what it kind of like. Pause. I need for the people listening, because you can't see us,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to give you context about who's on this trip and who has been on this trip, because a couple of people left to go back to school.
That's right.
So we came here over the weekend with a group of six, actually, right? And I, myself, am an Asian American young woman, right? And I'm the oldest on this trip. I'm 25.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to pass it to Makaya and kind of like talk about who you are and like how you came into this as like a volunteer. You know what I mean? And like what does it mean to be a part of coming into it like this? I feel like we should cut this section. I feel like I'm like rambling all over the place.
This is important information.
No.
There are levels and layers it to leadership development.
It is levels and layers. Yes, exactly. So I kind of want to like outline the levels and layers here from volunteer to staff.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Okay, so starting from me, like oldest and like kind of like occupying the more of like a staff position.
Well,
right?
I actually do kind of like your idea of starting with
Micaiah. Yeah.
Let's work our way up.
Yeah, let's work our way up. Okay, so Micaiah as like the volunteer, you know?
Okay. So this is my first CSO, so I'm not going to lie, coming into it, I kind of like didn't know what to expect. Like I didn't know like, I guess a simple way to say it is like I really just didn't know what to expect. Now, being day four of canvassing, I have like a better understanding of like the importance of the trip, especially because we're doing like I feel like we're doing very important work, especially getting into neighborhoods that may not necessarily be of priority sometimes.
You can be frank.
Okay,
yeah, you can be frank.
Be very blunt.
That people don't really care about that much. Mm-hmm. Like, they're neglected, per se.
Right. What do those neighborhoods look like?
They're very, very rough. Like, a lot of vacant houses, horrible roads, grocery stores are far away, trash filled, no like, playground, not as many playgrounds for the kids to go to, so it's not, like, entertainment for the youth. Like, it's just, yeah, it's very, very emotional, I would say. But I think it's been a great experience because it's very eye-opening. Like, you get so comfortable like being in like an environment that you're familiar with. Like, I think it's good every now and then to like take a step outside of that and see how like other people are like living across the world, or not even across the world, but it's like a couple states over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So how does leadership development apply to you as a volunteer?
Can I have a moment to think on that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we could totally skip to Blossom if you're ready to answer that question. How does leadership development
Wait, hold on. The faucet just came.
Apply
Thank
to you.
You
specifically, given your role and what you're doing at CP on this trip? So outline kind of, you know, the things that have...
You guys get everything?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
And then if you want anything, I'll just
appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, kind of outline what we've been doing on this trip that's been benefiting you for your personal leadership development.
Okay, yeah. So for me, coming on this trip, I think I did two things. I did a trial run for a possible training for crew leads or regional leads who will be facilitating and mentoring students in Action Academy this year, but as well as I did a lot of observing when it came to some leaders that are coming into the ecosystem of CP Future. And also I did like a lot of cultivating relationships with future leaders that are coming to CP Future. So those three things right there are like just helping me become a better leader in terms of like seeing what is a necessity in CP Future. Like, what do we need to do in our department? How do we get these leaders prepared? But as well as like, what is the missing, like kind of like the missing puzzle piece for like a student becoming a crew lead and then going into field work. Like there was something a little missing before that. So now I think that I'm starting to understand.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what it's doing for me for leadership. It's just like helping me with growth for my department.
Yeah, go ahead, Micaiah.
Oh.
So for me, as far as leadership development, I think that it's challenging me to like think deeper and like think outside of the box, because like I'm a very, I guess like straight to the point kind of person. Mm-hmm. So like sometimes it's harder for me to like expand on what I have to say to make it like understandable for like someone else. So
yeah.
Like even in the leadership development exercise when we were talking about different techniques and like skills to like solve problems, and you know Ben was like, well, I want you to go deeper in that, like how did you get there? And like at first I was like struggling, like dang, like how did I get there? Like I don't know, it kind of just came to me.
Mm-hmm.
But then as we talked about it further, it's like, oh, like I actually was able to like fully develop like the words to say what I had to say. So, like, I guess it's making me, like, more of a, what's the word? I don't know the word. Like, just expanding my ability to, like, explain myself,
a
I guess.
Deep dive, yeah.
So that way, like, it's not only, like, I'm not the only person able to understand it. If I'm leading a group, they can, like, understand what I'm trying to say or, like, get them to understand.
Yeah, I want to delve a little bit into what you expected from this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And how that changed when you got here.
I guess I expected, you know, like, I expected we'd be door knocking. I didn't really expect us to be, like, I didn't think we would really get to the inner city, like Detroit, I guess. It would be, like, more inner city. I kind of really expected us to be more like where we were the first days in Warren. And I guess I also didn't, I was unexpected of, like, the scale of it. Like, for this to be, like, six people on, what was that, Saturday, and now down to four, and, like, we still have canvassed over, like, 300-something doors.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big impact.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's just only with, like, you know, six people, so I can only imagine what the scale is when, you know, it's, like, a state trip and there's, like, a larger number of volunteers.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. CSOs are in many ways. I think it's one of the couple ways that we onboard, especially younger folks and people who are inexperienced in the field, to state team trips. Do you want to expand on that a little bit as to why we do that on CSOs?
Yeah, I think it gets back to that layered idea of leadership development, right? Because, like, volunteers like Makaya, right, young volunteers like Makaya, are coming in, this is like their entry point into field work, right?
Mm-hmm.
With peers that they know, with a support group they can rely on, and to learn how to canvass and talk to voters, and like what it's like to travel with CP in an environment where like they feel comfortable in, you know? And mm-hmm. so that sets them up for when they go on like state team trips, where one of the main priorities is working across difference, mm-hmm. right? And working across difference is an emphasis on work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In an intergenerational and interracial space, there's a lot of nuances, awareness, consciousness that a young person has to bring to intentionally and actively try to reach across those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so the CSO becomes like a space to talk about that first, to prep people, to like lay down the foundations and the mindset to go into working across difference. What does that look like? What does success look like in that space? What does it even mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's one level of it. And and Makaya just raised her hand because you can't see it, but like, I was like, we're sitting next to each other. it's like class. but yeah, so like that's one level of it, right? It's mm-hmm. to onboard people into traveling with CP. And like a preliminary, mm-hmm. yeah, like that. What Boston was saying that, and then there's like this middle layer of development where we have people like Nathania and Sam, who have been previous team leads before, have been in on many different trips.
That's right.
But this is also like another way for them to hone how they guide their peers,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they'll be returning as crew leads, as team leads, and we'll be leading out future trips. So, and then one layer above that is Blossom, who just kind of like described that like this is a chance to really trial programming for CP Future and Action Academy, get mm-hmm. feedback live, figure out what works and what didn't, right? All of that. And then finally, Matthew, who's like taking on the entire effort to lead the CSO from logistics to communications to on the ground. Facilitation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so you got all these levels and you got all these layers, and they're all development in one way or another.
That's right. One of the interesting things for me is, and like Ben stated earlier, we have all these different things happening at once, right? It's almost like we're on this trip for one specific soul reason that we're unified in, that's the canvas and support my, but aside from that, every little aspect and detail of the trip serves us all differently, because we all have different paths here at CP. We have different slightly different destinations, you know, because we're all unique people, and I think for me, like, the intriguing thing about leading this trip, which is the first trip that I've led primarily myself. Obviously, I've had great help from Nathaniel with booking. I've had a lot of guidance and help from Ben before, during, and probably after this trip, you know, and reflecting on what happened. And I've had a lot of help from Blossom, you know, on the ground, helping to facilitate the group and to lead the group through not only turfs, but, you know, just like debriefing and stuff like that. But really, like, owning being a lead on the trip and being comfortable in that, you know, like, this trip has continued to level set for me almost what leadership actually requires and what it asks of you, you know, and the things that I do differently and the things that I wouldn't do differently. So it's an ongoing learning process for all of us. I do want to use this as a pivot point into what that young path looks like in its entirety.
That young path?
No. So we're it's election day. We're hitting that wall, y'all. Like, everybody is slowly losing their minds right now.
Yeah, it's the fourth day of canvassing.
Yeah.
It's been super hot for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some challenging interactions on these turfs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we can get into that right after I make this point. But I do want to get into... No, we'll get into this after. I do want to get into what the path for young folks looks like at a CP, right? Because we talk about it from, like, the back end of, like, a CSO, and then how we get into field work after that. But, like, what... And maybe you could speak to this, Blossom, or, like, what does that look like before they get here?
Yeah, so the young path, I think it does begin in CP Future.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to hear from Blossom how you define it, because Action Academy has also evolved times since its inception in 2020. And in its current iteration, there's no one that knows that one that better than Blossom.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about what happens beyond that space.
Has everyone here gone through Action Academy?
Yes, every single person that was on this trip, all six of us were Action Academy alumni.
Which cohort did Micaiah do?
The last present cohort.
Okay, she just went to the bathroom, y'all. What about you, Blossom?
I was 2021 summer.
Okay. What about you, Ben?
What about you, Matthew?
I think I was the third ever. Is that correct? Third ever cohort? That
Matthew,
was...
you were with me. I think it was summer 2021.
Oh my God, we were in the same cohort?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Time flies.
Matthew is a little bit slower now. We don't judge, though. I think, Ben, you were 2020, right?
2020 OG.
Was that the first?
Yep.
So Ben was in the first cohort.
First iteration.
So we actually have somebody from the first cohort and somebody from the last, the very most recent cohort on this same trip.
Mm-hmm.
If only this was a CP Future podcast, we'd delve right into that. Mm. But go ahead.
Yeah, so like Ben said, the cohort has, I said the cohort, wow, I am CP Future Action Academy ready. The path for young folks has changed a little bit as the cohorts have gone along the continuum. I think right now what it looks like is there's an interest from young folks, Gen Z, after Gen Z a little bit, and a little bit, yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. But they come as a participant to Action Academy, or mm-hmm. they come, they might have like a friend or somebody that's in Common Power. It's either those two type of paths that I'm seeing currently.
Yeah.
And then they go through Action Academy. After Action Academy, we tend to always like for our crew leads to be alumni. So we recruit them, some Action Academy alum. And then after that, so after being a crew lead, it's almost like rite of passage that they don't leave after that.
Yeah.
They don't leave after that. So, yeah, so, like, the crew leads will now become very interested into CP, and they're like, what else can we do? And some of them get taken and snatched away to mm-hmm. field work, and some of them, like, they stay with us a little bit, but mostly, most of them go to field work. So that's usually what the path looks like for young folks. Like, that's how they're entering into Common Power and then entering into other departments. Because then from field work, they start to get, like, they start to have other relationships with other people in other departments. They start to see other interests that they might have. Like, ooh, I like the educational piece way, way more.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to be in, you know, work in the institute. Or maybe I want to, like, just help in the institute.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I like marketing more. Let me go and talk to Matthew, Wale, Willow, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's from CP Future that they get to actually, like, get introduced to all the other the apartments in Common Power.
That's a very good top-down view. I do want to know what your path looked like.
My path was actually like the first one I was saying. I was a participant, mm-hmm. 2021. Then I became a crew lead. Then from a crew lead, I did it was like a little special program that we did with one of our guest speakers, Ahmed Baba. Hopefully you guys have heard something about him along this podcast. Mm-hmm. Matthew, are you doing a good job of that? Of like making sure that like some other people who are in Action Academy are part of the podcast?
Oh yeah, no, okay. This is, I mean, how many episodes have I done by now, Ben? I have no clue. But okay. We've done countless with many other people.
Five.
This actually started, my first podcast started in CP Future.
Oh, wow.
It was when I was still a crew lead, and it was...
Future Talk, baby.
Yes, it was Future Talk. And we did a couple episodes of that, actually. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, I did the... It was like a Miss and Disro information type of program with Ahmed Baba, and then... From there, I got introduced into the idea of being a program assistant. Now, there has always been, like, the space of a program assistant in CP Future. It just never was, like, put out in words, like, specifically, like a position.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, Asha, at a point, was a program assistant. Ben, at a point, was a program assistant. Like, so, like, people were doing it. It just wasn't, like, definitive at that point. So... I came into that, and that's along the lines of like my path. So that's where I am now, and I'm being cultivated as a leader even more. And yeah.
Just kept getting deeper and deeper, huh?
Uh-huh. Moving up a little bit.
What about you, Ben? What does your path look like since you did Action Academy as a participant? And she's looking at me crazy, and she's going to try and deflect the question.
I am, because I'm trying to eat, okay? I've been trying to, like, deflect it here, deflect it there, so I can just get some things in me. But...
Y'all, this food is bomb.
This lamb melts in your mouth.
No, if y'all hear some chewing in the background, then I'm sorry, but surprise ASMR, this shit is fire.
It is. You know, we knew it was legit when we pulled up, and there was just, like, you know, like... things were not in English, you know
exactly,
what I mean? Like
exactly.
Anyway, what was my path like? I feel like I don't want to talk about myself. I feel like there has been episodes where I've talked about myself and my path before. I think I want to zoom out.
Okay.
And I think I want to talk to you a little bit to what Blossom said about how do people progress in these leadership levels, because like you don't just start at like a Blossom or a Matthew level, right? Like you start down at Micaiah level, right? And then, like, you slowly make your way up. And what does that look like? And how do we tell? Or, like, how can we discern, right, that, like, you're going to move up and you want to move up? And a lot of it comes down to, a lot of it comes down to field work, actually. Because another reason why we have CSO is to see how you do on the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Is that, like, because I'm not going to lie, right? And to the CP Future space, there's a lot of room for growth and, like, room for development, because it's about skill building. And there's like a splash of leadership development in there as people are take on tasks and projects, and they're responsible for it, right? And they're responsible for their peers and the experiences and all of that. In fieldwork, though, you have all of it, and you also have demands and constraints on yourself. Like, we all are feeling it right now, because the field is physically demanding.
Yep.
Like, you're walking for hours on end, you're talking to voters, having sometimes very emotional and vulnerable contacts and moments with people. It's physically training, it's emotionally exhausting,
absolutely.
And somehow it's spiritually fulfilling,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's without the layer of trying to, like, work across difference within, like, a group of volunteers or your own team.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I say that, like, hey, the field isn't for everybody, it's true. The field isn't for everybody. And part of the filters of leadership development at Common Power is, can you do field? Can you do field? And those who have not been able to do field and say, hey, you know what? I'm good out here. That's perfectly fine too, right? Like, find spaces where you can succeed and all of that and all of the good graces. Those who have continued to be offered opportunities, though, through Common Power, especially through fieldwork, have said, I want to learn more about this space. I might be very uncomfortable. I might not be very good at it, but dang, I'm willing to try. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to try to learn. I'm willing to try to show up. And even if I fuck it up and get it wrong, you know, I'm willing to come back.
Yeah.
And see, and like see how I can do better.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that right there,
yes. Can I have a mic?
Is one of like, that is like the indicator of a leader at least right now in fieldwork.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's a very good point to close on, because everything at CP is pointed towards travel, everything in some degree or another. You know, you start with CP Future and how it empowers young folks to not only learn about the work that's getting done, but you also give them platforms to do so. You think about, you know, the Institute and all the education, you know, that Dr. Scott, David, and so many others do through events, through learning tours, and all that good stuff. Education spurs action, you know, and so, you know, we've even got like an Educators in the Field program now. We're seeing more educators on these volunteer trips. Like, everything is very closely integrated, but it all points towards field work. And I think that's the dope part about this. It's like we almost get like a double whammy, right? Like, yes, we get to do this work and become, you know, accounted for financially. Yeah. But, you know, we also get to do it while fulfilling ourselves morally and spiritually, to your point. And we get to do that while we build up our leadership development, right? And Ben sent an article to Blossom and I the other day.
Oh my goodness.
That spoke about, yeah, no.
That's kind of spicy. That article is kind of spicy.
I will not get too deep into that. But I will say one of the things that it talks about is how people conflate experience with professional, what was the term they used? Was it professional development or was it something more specific?
Honestly, don't remember.
I think it was professional development. But essentially the idea that all professional development is experience, but not all experience is professional development.
Mm.
And so there are things that we can cultivate by organically and naturally being in these spaces, but the intentionality behind every single little detail, conversation, emotion, circumstance, scenario, etc., is really what builds us to be successful in not only the field, but in life. Like, this shit really gets deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I never forget that fieldwork, the program that we're running, is that it's like the end of the tunnel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It is the delivery of all the other programs at Common Power. Like, our organization's mission is to provide creative civic on-ramps to people so that they can make a difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have creative civic on-ramps all you want, but where does it go? Where does it go? And at Common Power, the answer is that it goes, at least towards a voter, at least towards a conversation with a voter, a mm-hmm. volunteer,
mm-hmm.
right? So our mission is to create volunteers and to create volunteers that are not traditional, to create volunteers that are better at their jobs every day, mm-hmm. right? And to mm-hmm. create leaders of said volunteers.
That's right.
So I think when I think about leadership development, like it's been a challenge trying to define it. People have been asking me, what does it mean like to have leadership development in fieldwork or at CP?
Yeah.
And like the best I can answer is that, like, you know, like, we're developing people.
Mm-hmm.
We're developing people. We're not just developing skills. Yeah. We're not just developing like theories on leadership or what it means to be a leader.
Yeah.
We're developing people so that they can lead others. So. Yeah. I think like I kind of want to end there, because I know we can just go on and on about this. Mm-hmm. Sit down with me or Matthew and you'll have mm-hmm. 3 hours of conversation. You know what I mean? But I think out of everything that we do in fieldwork or in Common Power,
mm-hmm.
the CSO experience is one of the most pointed leadership development experience that we have, simply because of who is on it and the intentionality behind it.
Yes, perfect.
There we go.
Real quick, I just want to thank you all for listening and tuning in to another episode. I expect more of these, I'd say, when we travel, especially if I'm traveling.
Wow.
Definitely expect more of these, yeah. Real quick, I want to ask y'all, if you're not already, follow us at Our Common Power on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and/or TikTok to stay up to date on all things CP, and visit our website for events and directions on how to travel with us. I hope y'all have a great day.